Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful, and you?
All right, this is Crossroads with Roach Brown and Vince Chili Bowl.
Well, good morning, Mr.
Huh?
Roach.
Say that again.
It's Vita and Mom.
Vita and Mom, how are you doing? I've been waiting for you two beautiful
I know.
ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vita. Good
Understand,
morning.
Mom,
Good
and you
morning,
hearing
Mom. How are
Mom,
you?
and good morning, Mom. I'm glad that you up and about. Lady, you had us worried there for a minute.
Well, yeah, I appreciate your worry. It made me all better.
Oh, but, well, I'll keep on worrying so you get real better.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. This is our second hour of our first of the month radio show from Vince Chili Bowl. In fact, the first hour, would you believe, Mom, we sat in the car. Because we couldn't get in the restaurant. So we did the first hour from the inside of our vehicle. And you could just let us in. Now we end on 8th Street. We just got in the building. I want to thank you both for getting up this early, Vita and Miss Virginia Arlene, for joining us and giving us, and want to give us an update of what's going on with Ben's Chili Bowl, the remodeling, and what the plans are. And how you're feeling, Mom, because I know you weren't feeling too good a couple of days ago.
That's correct. I'll be 92 in December.
Wow.
And
Wow.
nowadays, when you're 92, every now and then you have a little setback, right? Well,
How
have a little setback.
well do I know? And you told me something that helped me to get out of my seat. You said the nose over your toes.
That's
Can you
what you
explain
get
what that means, nose over your toes?
out. It makes it much easier to get out of a chair.
You sure do, because I had trouble. People had to help me out of my seat. I never thought I needed help to get out of the seat. And I came out of Chili Bowl the other day, Miss Ali, and it hurt me. It was the first time in 65 years that the Chili Bowl was closed. I grabbed the doorknob and I didn't know what to do. The door wasn't open. So I said, what am I going to do? I ain't never come to the Chili Bowl in 65 years and the door was locked. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
I was upset.
well, how do you think I feel? And come on, August, this month, on the 22nd of this very month, Roach, it will be 67 years.
Wow.
And we never
Wow.
closed. The only time we ever closed in 67 years was Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Wow. Wow. Well, I tell you, it took me by surprise, Mom. I looked across the street at the pop-up. I went over to the pop-up. But I needed to be inside the Chili Bowl. I just get a feeling walking by the jukebox and coming by the soda fountains. It's just a feeling. And I couldn't get my feeling. I ain't never went there, Miss Ollie, and you was closed. It scared me.
Well, you've been coming in there a long time, Roach. Now, we don't want to talk about how old you are, but you've been coming to the church for a long time.
I'm older than old. Just you can say it. I'm older than old.
Yeah, but and we have the pop-up right across the street, and it's doing, pretty well. We're inviting people to come on over while we're closed. And we're just trying to get some things fixed that needed to be fixed. I want to keep my chili bowl healthy and strong.
Yes. What can our listeners do to help you out with what's going on with the remodeling going on right now with Ben's Chili Bowl, and you have six locations. What can our listeners do?
Come on over to the pop-up. Come on over to the one at 10th and 8th Street Northeast. We're in the convention center. If you go to our baseball games, visit Ben's at the Nationals Park. So there's a way to get to us. And if that doesn't work, run on by the Giant and buy some. Giant grocery stores have us as well.
I'm glad you said that because when you closed last week and we went down to the Giant on 7th and O, there was a little small miniature cafe called Ben's. And
Yeah.
the Giant has 164 supermarkets. And they're selling Ben's products and all of the Giants to support you and what you've been doing for 65 years on U
Uh-huh.
Street in Washington, D.C. And lady, I mean, I was surprised to see in the old street market, they had a room in the back called a cafe, Ben's Cafe. And we
Yeah.
sat down and had some chili. Miss Ollie, people love you. They respect you. They admire you all over the world. You went to the Grammys or the Rammies the other night. What happened at the Rammies?
Well, I was honored at the Grammys, and they were honoring many new restaurants in town, but I was also honored as well. And I've been very, very, very blessed in my 67 years here. You know, I love people, as you know. I love people, and I love telling my story, and I love listening to other people's stories. So
I don't know how you do it, Ms. Ali. I'll tell you something. I'll be tired. I'll be in that bench for about 3-4 hours. You can come in 2 hours before I leave, and you stay 3-4 hours after I leave. And, lady, I don't know how you get the energy to go and go the way you go. You and Ms. Ali are everywhere. Lady, I don't know how y'all do it. And it just takes a lot of energy. And that tells me about your commitment and your love for people.
You approach when you're doing something that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so hard.
Yes, that's the key.
When you're doing something, and I enjoy being around people.
Yeah, you sure do. Is Nikichi, are you with us, Nikichi?
I didn't hear that.
I'm on the call listening with phenomenal ears to everything about Ben's Chili Bowl, which has just been such a stalwart in this community. And being a native Washingtonian, let me just tell you, I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Lady, I mean, no other restaurant that we know of in the history of this country, not just D.C., has been in business over 65 years, 67 years. Mm-hmm. To be exact, and lady, and you're still rolling, you're still going. And what really impresses me is that your sons, all three of your sons, are actively involved in the running, operation, and management of all establishments. And lady, it is really something to see, just to be a part of this. I hope Vince and they stay around for another 165 years, and I will be right here because I ain't going nowhere. I told Gabriel, don't blow that horn for me. I ain't going. I'm gonna be here.
Thank you so much, Roach. And you know, we also have two daughter-in-laws with us.
And three, I thought it was Vida.
And Sonia.
Sonia, and what about Nizam's?
Nizam's wife is a nurse practitioner. So she's not involved in the running operation of the Chili Bowl,
Right. Well, I tell you what.
She's in the medical field.
Well, Vida Ali is behind you, Ms. Ali. She's next. That Vida is all over the place. She takes you everywhere, makes sure that you are present, that you get an opportunity to speak about the Chili Bowl. Everywhere you go in this city, I see you and Vida. And Vida, I take my hat off to you, lady. I don't know how you and Ms. Ali does it. Y'all are going to go 7 days a week pushing the concept of the Chili Bowl and just being people to people. You treat people like real human beings, and that's part of the style of the Chili Bowl, is that folk come in and you can meet people from all over the world. I met people from China, Australia, New Zealand, Finland, all over the world. You go to the Chili Bowl to meet people, to see people, and you see how people live and enjoy themselves. I am really honored, Ms. Ali, to be here. We're sitting here right now at 1001 H Street North. And Mayuki is with us in the restaurant. And we're sitting here looking at the people walking by, smiling and waving. Lady, you have started something, Ms. Ali, that I don't know if anybody can ever accomplish what you've accomplished. And with that, Vida, I'm going to put you up for the Academy Award, Vida.
Love you, Roach. The best.
Well, we can't do it without y'all. I mean, we got guys. In fact, we talked yesterday, Vida. Guys on the internet who threatened to commit suicide one night. He rode down U Street and he said he stopped and looked over and saw the Chili Bowl, and something told him to go inside. And we told him to go inside and ask for sage. And he went in, and sage hired him on the spot. And the guy was on his way down the 14th Street Bridge to jump off the bridge. And he said, you saved his life, because he never felt the vibe, the atmosphere. He felt welcome. He wasn't ostracized or looked down upon. He accepted this guy as a human being who needed help. And he's right now on Facebook. And it blew my mind when we saw him. He said he voted for President Trump and he lost his job. But he's not mad. This is a guy who did 37 years in prison, and he came out, and he comes to the Chili Bowl almost every week, and He don't even want to say nothing. He just stand there, Miss Ollie, and look at you and look at people and just smile at people who help make his life different. I want to thank you for this guy. I don't want to call his name. I don't want to put him on the spot. You know what I mean? So what's the plans for the Chili
Pop-up? But Roach, before we answer, before Mom answers that, I also want to thank you because, like Mom said, you've been coming to the Chili Bowls since we opened, and you've truly, truly served the community. You've been there for Mom. I remember one time at the bowl, someone tried to, I think they were, you know, intoxicated, and they tried to push Mom, and you jumped. I was like, oh my goodness. And, you know, you're there for her, and when I say in every way. And we're truly blessed to call you and Martine and Miyuki family. And thank you for all that you do every day effortlessly without a lot of support. So we thank you and blessed to call you family.
Thank you. Thank you. And Martine has something she wants to say.
Hey, Martine.
You know I love you guys so much. And the impact that you have had on Roche's life, it's just been amazing, and I thank God that we're able to do this, every week and give people the education that they need. And so the objective is to make sure that we are making changes.
Right.
We're doing the work, but it seems like it's not working, but we know that it is. We got to keep doing what we're doing.
So I always like that story about the Chili Bowl during the 1968 rebellion after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King and the role that the Chili Bowl played. Can you all talk about that a little bit more? I know Roach has talked about that a lot in the past, and it just always, you know, brought a sense of pride. Roach, can you capture some of that about the role of the Chili Bowl?
I'm glad you said that, Nikichi, because we grew up across the street from the Chili Bowl in a place called Temperance Court. Right across the street from the Chili Bowl are some buildings. And behind them buildings were some shacks, not houses, shacks. We didn't have indoor plumbing, water, electricity, nothing. And we used to come around the corner to U Street and eat and go over top of the Chili Bowl to a place called the Casbah to take our baths. And during the rise of the 60s, the only place in Washington, D.C. in the black community that we know of that wasn't attacked or destroyed was the Chili Bowl. The chief of police during that time was Maurice Cullinane, and he made sure when they had the rise and they had the construction for the subway, it was mud everywhere. You couldn't come down. You had to get a pass from the chief of police to come down that street to come to the Chili Bowl. And the whole 65 years that I've been coming in there, I've never known if nobody, it's the only place I know in U Street that hasn't been robbed. Hasn't been robbed. Everything up that street had been robbed, broken into, whatever. But because of Miss Ali and Ben and the family's relationship with the community, it's a rare place to come to that you can feel like you're at home. The Chili Bowl guys would come there and stand in front of the Chili Bowl and make sure would nobody damage, hurt, or destroy it, or do anything to destroy the Chili Bowl. I mean, and there's been times where the Chili Bowl have helped people out who desperately needed help. And Miss Ali stepped up to the plate without asking for nothing in return, just to say, thank you. This kind of kindness and generosity is rare. It's rare in the sense that you got 6 restaurants now all scattered all around the city at the gambling casino at Horseshoe in Maryland. You at the baseball park, the giant food stores, and you just expanding and expanding. But what I like about the expansion is you expanding human beingness. People are human beings. Their staff are nice. They treat you nice. You don't come in there and feel insulted. And they go out of their way to make you feel a part of the Ben's Chili Bowl family. That's why we're there 3-4 days a week. And Vita, I've never met a young lady like you in my life. Yes, I did. I met my wife, but that don't count, Vita.
Yeah. And Roach, I've said this before, so I get to say it on your show. I have never met a couple like you two.
Yeah.
The Notebook is one of my favorite movies, and I keep telling you and your wife, you guys remind me of that movie. So
what
God
movie?
Definitely blessed
what
you guys.
What movie?
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
I like that movie.
I never heard of that one.
I'll make
you
sure.
You have to see it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I like to see it because you said it because I just met some beautiful people. My wife, you, Vita, Miss Ali, Sonia. When you meet good people makes you feel like you're alive. You enjoy being alive. And that's a part of what we feel coming through this Chili Bowl. We're sitting there right now at 8th Street. Martine and I, Mayuki, and a few other people. And it feels like it's crowded, but it ain't. How can you go to a place that ain't crowded and it feels crowded? The spirit is there. The vibe is there. And what y'all put into this place, I don't know what else to do except to say thank you. We're thinking about Vita or Miss Ali to see if we can discuss with y'all about doing our show on a rotating basis from the other Ben's locations while we are closed and doing the remodeling. And that'd be a nice possibility to help bring our show to different Ben's locations each month so folks can see what we're doing and what you are doing to be a part of this. I want to call Mayuki in. She's here now helping us to do our pitch. You know, we got to raise money for this show because we are a non-commercial broadcast and we tell the truth and others won't. While mainstream media offers sound bites, WPFW delivers substance. We tackle issues of justice, race, labor, war, environment, and our stories, our analysis, our voice. WPFW's public affairs on both sides. They're the people's side. So we bring you the people's news, unfiltered, unaltered. Thank you. Now, Mayuki, are you available to?
Yes, sir.
Well, come
I'm
on
right
with
here.
It. All okay. Right.
I just want to remind people this is one of the reasons why it's important to support Roach Brown and Crossroads. Martine and Nikita do a beautiful job and also producing the show. But we go from prisoners who get paid 50 cents an hour and have to pay $4 and to get medical care to talking to the mom of D.C., Mrs. Virginia Ali, and her daughter, who's the next mom of D.C., who run Ben's Chili's Bowl. Roach, Brown, Martine, and Kichi give a variety of different information that the WPFW and a national community can use, both things about returning citizens as well as things about important institutions here in Washington, D.C. If it's something you've come to appreciate, do take a moment and help us get to our goal. Our goal for this hour is $750. We can do that, but only with your help. And it's easy for you to do. If everyone who is listening just gave a little bit, just think about how you give a little bit and you invest in other things. Invest in WPFW and do so on a monthly basis. Become a sustainer and promise WPFW $10, $20, $50 a month. If you can do that, you can make a big difference. WPFW is a treasure here in the city, just like Ben's Chili Bowl is. And we want to thank Ben's Chili Bowl because they've been so supportive of WPFW. They helped provide the food and the snacks for the artists for our Jazz and Justice Festival last month, or 2 months ago now, I guess. And they do a lot of work continuously throughout these years and decades they've been here. So please, WPFW is your community radio station. Ben's Chili Bowl is your community get-together place. If you understand, if you appreciate that, please support us now. Terry from Upper Marble came all the way in from Upper Marble to come see, meet Roach and Martine and the different guests that are on the show. She's a staunch supporter of WPFW. You can do the same. Maybe you can't come down here, but you certainly can pick up your phone and call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Or perhaps you go to a computer and go to WPFWFM.org, or you can use Cash App. Cash App is $WPFW, or you can go to text. Text WPFWFM to 801-801. There's a variety of ways in which you can support the station. We accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. Think about how you invest in other things that are not as productive or not as helpful or not as educational or not as community information important to you. And think about how you can make a big difference now. If everyone did their part, we would be fine. If everyone listening would just give us $10, we would be great. But everyone doesn't do that. If you're able to, if you can do it, if you are in a great enough position to contribute now, we're really counting on you. 202-588-9739. 1-800-222-9739. We've got the great Mrs. Virginia Ali, who is considered mom or called mom at Ben's, and anywhere she goes, she is the mom of DC. She's full of love and she shares love everywhere. And she shares love from the bench at WPFW. Her daughter Vita is doing the same and following, as well as Sonia and her sons, Kamal, Nizam, and Sage, all participate and make this sure this community institution stays vital. Kamal was on the air with Ambrose yesterday talking about a new initiative he had for Black men, as well as a new book that he's just completed to support the development of young Black men. 202-588-9739. If this is a source of information or important to you, please just take a minute and call. Someone could please get us started, because it's been very quiet now. Everyone's engaged in listening to the wonderful Mrs. Virginia Ali and Vita Ali. So if you're out there and you can listen, please do so. You can make a pledge. Please do so. 202-588-9739. If you could get us started, we'd really appreciate it. Roach, you ready to keep going? Okay, Roach didn't say anything that I could hear. Roach, you ready? I'll keep talking. 202-588-9739. Nikichi, are you? I know you're driving. I'm not sure whether.
I'm driving. I'm not quite sure if I'm off mute. Am I off mute?
No, you're off mute. You're fine. Go ahead.
It's just so encouraging and inspiring, Mayuki, hearing you talk about all of the benefits of supporting WPFW and the phenomenal, fabulous guests that Roach and Martine curate for this show. Week after week after week, year after year after year. It's so very important and it's so very pertinent. What I would like is that any and everybody who has ever been to Ben's Chili Bowl, okay, over the past, what do we say, 60-something years, who's ever been there, come on and pick up that phone and call 202-588-9739 and place your support so that we can keep on bringing these great guests on the air. Roach and Martine, shout out when you're there. I'm driving, but, you know, we're going to keep this rocking and rolling. And Mayuki, I didn't know that it was Ben's Chili Bowl that provided the snacks and all like that for a recent fundraiser, WPFW. It's just so very important and so very pertinent. We're talking about community organizing to the max. But they do. They support the community. They support WPFW. And we need to support them and WPFW as well.
I agree, Nikichi. Well said. I think Roach is ready to take back the mic. Yeah. Mrs. Ali and Vita Ali. Or maybe not. 202-588-9739. Nikichi, thank you very much for making that great pitch while you're driving. Be careful. But that's the dedication people have. Roach is a volunteer. Nikichi is a volunteer. Martine is a volunteer. They all work very hard to keep WPFW strong, to keep Crossroads going. If it is something you've come to appreciate, if this is information that you rely upon, please don't delay any longer. The phones are very quiet now. We'd love that someone could get us started for this part of the show. We have a goal of $500 now. I'm sorry, $750 between now and 11 o'clock. We can get there, but only with your help. You ready, Martine? I see you. Martine?
So while Martine and Roach are getting together, I just want to say this is the only program that I know about in this area that deals with issues of the formerly incarcerated. I mean, I'm just saying there's so many returning citizens, quote unquote, returning citizens to this particular community. And I know you listen to this show. Y'all tell me that you hear my voice. I'm up here on my way going to Shevlin to the hand dance social right now. And I know there are lots of formerly incarcerated people who are up in there hand dancing, you know, and getting their exercise on. Well, you need to also support this station that supports the issues that are so very important for people to getting their lives together, getting their families back together. Oh, I think I see Roach. Roach, oh, Lord, you look real big on my screen. Go ahead, take it away, Roach.
Well, you know, one of the things is that we need help to stay on the air. We bring you the truth, people, unfiltered and unadulterated. Our stories, our analysis, we center on the truth. We tell it when others won't. And I want to make sure that everybody realize that we need money to stay on the air. As was said, we've been doing this show for 17 years, volunteered, Martine and I. And we missed on it 5 shows in 17 years that we come in every week to bring you information that you can use with the Grapevine and Crossroads. So folks who are listening, who've got funds, who can help, with what's happening now, they cut off Stephen Colbert. Has been cut off TV. Joy Reid. There's no blacks on late night TV. They're taking Martin Luther King's picture out of the White House and his statue. A lot of stuff is being taken, and books are being banned all over the country. So the only place that you can get true, unadulterated truth is here on WPFW 89.3 FM, your station for jazz and justice. We don't have to get permission to bring your topic to something. We've been bringing topics that you very, very seldom ever hear. We cover every aspect of the justice impact system, the criminal justice system. And these issues and stories pertain to us, and it affects our community. And I've never, never, never met a person like Ms. Virginia Ali and Vita, who not only in the community, but they're doing things in the community as well as creating jobs. They got people working who have their jobs, and most of the employees, here's something that's surprising. Quite a few of the employees at Ben's Chili Boy have worked there 20, 25, 30, 35 years. That's right, selling hot dogs and hamburgers. They've been here 20, 25 years because the family treat them as with respect, as decent people, as human beings, and they show their support by their loyalty for working here. The last month, they had a big celebration, and would you believe some employees from 25 and 30 years ago came by to say, thank you, Miss Ali, for doing what you're doing. And Miss Ali, I know that I don't know how you do it. I mean, I'm a little younger than you, but lady, I can't keep up with you. Every time I turn around, I ask Vita, I said, Vita, take her home, let her rest. I mean, and Vita said, no, you won't rest. And you just on the go constantly, young lady, and I want to thank you because you are setting a role model. You're a role model and a pattern for a lot of young ladies. They come up and everybody want to take their picture with you and say, look at this lady. She is something else. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. And Vita, I don't know how you're able to keep Miss Ali in the car, on the bus, walking, riding. I don't care. She got a cane, and she put the cane down and walked faster off the cane than with the cane. So give me your cane. I need it. I can't walk as fast as you.
Well, we're inspired by people.
Yeah.
When you feel like you're out there making people happy and they're making you happy, it's a win-win.
What's your dream, Miss Ali? What's your dream right now?
My dream is that we can all learn to treat each other the way we want to be treated.
There you go.
Everybody to treat each other the way they want to be treated, we'd have a peaceful world.
That's right.
And if you find a way to help, then that's important. Doing. You're helping returning citizens.
Yes.
You know, some people incarcerated for a long time and they come back into this world and they don't even know what's going on.
They sure don't.
And I've seen you firsthand help those people. And I know when they come into Chili Bowl and they tell me they've been incarcerated for a long time, the first thing I say to them is, do you know Roach Brown? I'll put you in touch with Roach Brown.
Brown, yes, yes. Well, see, that's part of that community spirit we're talking about, that how folks come in for help. Because people come in during the civil rights movement, and the question that was asked earlier, Stokely Carmichael, Martin Luther King, Ralph Abernathy, Jesse Jackson, all of these people come through the Chili Bowl. Everybody comes through there. When you come to Washington, if you don't come into the Chili Bowl, you haven't been to Washington, D.C. You have to come there just to taste the atmosphere, to feel the ambience and the vibe. In fact, Ms. Allen, you are the only institution that's still alive in Washington, D.C. that's been going on for over 67 years that we call anybody can come into and feel accepted and respected. That says a lot, young lady. That says a tremendous amount.
And also, Ben's Chili Bowl is featured at the Smithsonian. And you talked about I was in Giant. I was in Costco the other day, and I saw some Ben's Chili Bowl things there too. So you're around the community, around the world, across the nation. So thank you for spreading the good word, and thank you for doing the good work. And if I can say about Mrs. Ali, she's called mom by so many people and beloved by so many people. It's because she treats people as she wants to be treated, and her kindness comes through, her love comes through. And again, it's right in sync, goes parallel with WPFW and our mission to build a better world, one broadcast at a time. And we're so happy that she's here. Thank you so much, Ms. Ali and Vita, for taking time. Thank you, Roach, for bringing them. It's such a treat and very, very important to acknowledge all their work. And there's Martine.
Yes. And we have a question from one of our audience members. Joy wants to know, how do reparation programs support incarcerated citizens? State, local, and private institutions.
Maybe Nikita. Nikita, you want to handle that one?
Okay. I hope my voice thing doesn't come on. So part of reparations is not just for the enslavement era, but for the vestiges of the enslavement era that last down through to today. And mass incarceration is one of those vestiges from the enslavement era. So reparations, reparatory justice, is part of that whole rubric as well. So it all connects, whether it's health disparities, the black-white wealth gap, educational inequities, mass incarceration, the criminal punishment system, all of those roots for black folk lead back to, the enslavement era. So reparations is for all of that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I just want to add this, too, since we're still dealing with we're in the fund drive. Folk, we need your help to stay on the air. If you got within your heart and you learned something or you've been touched by what we've been saying for 17 years that we've been on the air, it's our time to ask you for help. Because what's happening in the country and with the repression of radio, national public radio, public broadcasting, Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, all these entities are being shut down or closed. And there's very few places where you can go to get the real skinny. And you get the real skinny when you tune in on WPFW. Please, if you got it, any way that you can help, you can be a sustaining member, you can be whatever you want to call it, but we need money to stay on the air. So if you got within your heart to feel that you want to contribute to WPFW, please do, and earmark it to Crossroads so we can stay on the air. Because we've been coming to you, ladies and gentlemen, for 17 years. Strictly volunteer. We don't get paid not one penny. We have to pay to volunteer. We have to buy clothes out the cleaners, put gas in the car, and it don't make no difference. As long as we got an opportunity to share information that we've accumulated through 40, 50 years of dealing with the injustice system, that's what we do. And it's unfiltered. It's unaltered. We give it to you a straight shot. So please, reach in your checkbook or your credit card and make a donation to WPFW Crossroads to keep us on the air for another 17 years.
And one thing I'd like to say is Roach doesn't talk much about himself. And a lot of you probably don't even know a lot about Roach. You know his name. Visit our website. It's yournewbeginningsdc.org. Yournewbeginningsdc.org. Roach is available for speaking engagements, and he's really funny. He really can hold an audience.
He really is funny. He got all the juicy boogie.
What'd you say, Nikichi?
What'd you say, Roach?
No, I'm asking, what did you just say?
I said, you sure are funny. You got all the juicy boogie. you are a real live comedian. I'm telling you, I've seen you do comedy at the Kennedy Center. I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
We did two shows at the Kennedy Center, one at the Anacostia Smithsonian. So, but we go out and give speeches all the time. And Miss Ali, I just want to say again, I don't know how to say thank you in what they call it in Ebonics. I'm going to say thank you in Ebonics.
Let's just say a sante sana. I have a question, though, for Miss Ali. May I ask a quick question for Queen Ali? We've talked about the renovations. I'm just curious, what are the renovations going to entail? Are there going to be major structural renovations, or it's just, you know, plumbing and stuff like that? Well, what are the renovations entailing?
The renovations?
So basically, it's upgrades to the building. We needed a new plumbing, a new electrical, and a new HVAC system. So it's we hope to keep it as close as the old Benz. That was Mom's wishes. So hopefully, when you come in, you get the sense of the old and see the old, but the infrastructure, will be new.
Is there anything new that you want that y'all will be adding to the remodel of Chili Bowl? Is anything new that we can look forward to?
Yeah, the one thing that we realize is we have to get up to speed with technology. So to make it easier for guests to order and just the speed of the Chili Bowl, that's the one thing we kept hearing is how can we make the process faster? So while we're closed for the repairs, we're going to figure out how we can make that happen.
You know, yes. You know, the Chili Bowl is the only place I know in Washington, D.C. where you can meet civil rights icons, sports celebrities, entertainment celebrities, politicians. The Pope came by one time and stopped outside. The President of the United States is one of the few places, or the only place, that you can come in and be somebody when you meet somebody. You got a lot of big somebodies come by, and you can be somebody because you be with the big somebodies. And everybody's treated equally the same. Mom, what is it that you think, what vision do you have for the Chili Bowl in the next 5 or 10 years? What do you see in 5 or 10 years for the Chili Bowl?
Well, I see it being a part of a community, continuing to be a part of a community. You know, the one thing I said to my sons and daughters-in-law is that must always be part of a community. So if you're going into a different area, you want to make sure that you get to know the people, because small businesses are what makes this world go round. You know, you get to know the family and the community and all of that. And so I want them to continue to run the Chili Bowl in a way that makes people feel like they're at home when they walk in that door, and that we're happy to have them, and we want them to come again, and I want to treat people the way, teach them to treat people the way we want to be treated, and that's all philosophy. And I think that my sons and daughters-in-law, I've been very blessed to have them and to always have good team members, but my sons and daughters-in-law will carry on that business that includes community and that puts people first.
And they're doing that, Mom. I mean, Kamal, Nizam, and Sage, I've never seen three brothers. I have five brothers, and we couldn't work this close together for 65 minutes. You're talking about 65 years. And to see your sons, all three of them, have an integral part involved in it, and their wives. So, again, when the story is really told of the Chili Bowl, and you look at all the collateral benefits that come from this, and the folks is here, lady, this is a monument that has to be replicated all over the country, because people all over the world know about Ben's Chili Bowl. That is unbelievable. You have a worldwide audience, and that's one of the reasons why I like being in there, because I just sit there and look at people and smile and laugh and try to crack a joke or two. But I just enjoy meeting people from around the world coming into the Chili Bowl. And it's all because you set the tone and the pace. You and Vita, I keep saying, Vita, you are something else. I don't know how I can get past you and keep sitting there without saying that. I don't know nobody that works as hard as you two ladies. I'm serious there. Hello, you still there?
We are.
Vita, what do you like best about being in the Ollie family? And what is it that you do so efficiently to keep everything running? Because, I mean, I don't know how you keep Miss Ali scattered all over the city, keep all the apartments running, 6 operations, 8th Street, North, the airport, the gambling casino. Then you come back, get in the car, and take Miss Ali here. You take her to the Ramis. You take her to every place. How do you do that, young lady?
You know, I think you said it best, is it takes a family, right? You have the three sons, and Sonia and I. It takes all of us to make it happen. You know, I'm blessed to, you know, Mom and we live with Mom, and you know, I kind of oversee her schedule. Roach is crazy.
Who are you telling?
And you know what I love is that, and I love when you keep saying it, you see us all over. You don't just see it at the Rammies. You see us at
the
community. We make sure when we get invited, we take each one seriously and put Mom on the schedule. She's now getting to be 92. So you know, I have to pull back a bit, but, you know, she keeps, as long as she keeps doing, I think that's what keeps her alive. You have more energy to do those things because that's what she truly loves doing, you know. And I think people ask me all the time, what do you think the blessing we have? And I would say family. I grew up in a family, and I grew up in Trinidad where the village was family. I don't know anyone names. It was always auntie, uncle, or nanny.
Yeah.
You know, so coming into this family and it's continuing that tradition where we are, I think where we're making history is not just in the restaurants, is showing that if a family stick together, what we can accomplish. I think as we continue, I hope that legacy continues as well.
And we're so grateful you're here, Vita. Thank you so much for helping Roach and being with Roach Martin and Nikichi. We're so honored to have the Ali family here represented on air and have a relationship with them. You know, Ben's Chili Bowl is so important because it's a civil rights landmark. It was founded in 1958 by Ben and Virginia Ali, all during a time of intense racial segregation, and it became a rare piece of information. So, Black and white patrons could sit together and eat together. We don't think anything about that now, but that's true. U Street Legacies, located on U Street, known as the Black Broadway. Ben's was one of the first vibrant African-American cultural scene. It survived, as Roach Martin talked about earlier, the 1968 riots following the Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination. It's a community anchor. It's a symbol of resilience, supporting local causes and staying accessible and welcoming to all. It's a culinary staple because the Half Smoke is a DC icon. And it's a celebrity and political hotspot. Whether it's President Obama or Dave Chappelle or whoever, they come through town, they go to Ben's Chili Bowl. And you, Vita, and Mrs. Ali, Mom, keep it going along with Kamal and Nizam and Sage and Sonia. So thank you very much for that. Thank you for always being supportive, WPFW. Folks, if you appreciate hearing the history about Ben's Chili Bowl, if you appreciate hearing the information about what's going on in prisons across the country, Crossroads brings you all kinds of different type of information. If you acknowledge the fact that it's very important, please do as Thomas Blanton has done. Thomas Blanton has made a generous pledge of support. Thank you so much by calling 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. May from Sunderland, Maryland, has made a generous pledge. Has been listening, for 40 plus years, and is pledging for the same. So you can do the same. Thank you very much, May in Sunderland, Maryland. We only need $330 to be on goal in order to let Martin and Roach go out. Happy that they've done their part. Please don't delay any longer. We only have 17 minutes left. You'd rather hear from Mrs. Ali or from Sonia, from Avita than myself, or from Martin or Nikichi or Roach, but we do have to raise the rent. Some of you may have heard there was some trouble with the station. June 17th, a rat got very hungry and ate up our wires at our transmitter, disrupted our ability to broadcast for over a month. We just got the full power, but it cost us over $31,000 to be able to do that. And so we not only have our regular expenses that we have to pay, we have an additional $30,000. So we could really use your help. If you've never pledged WPFW before, please consider doing it now. 202-588-9739. You're muted, Roach. Roach, unmute yourself. Okay.
All right. I'm sending you. This technology, your gift is power. When you give the WPFW, you're making a statement. I demand truth. I reject censorship. I cherish culture, and I believe in justice. And to go back to, we're coming to you live from Ben's Chili Bowl on 10th and 8th Street Northeast. And I just want to say that Miss Virginia Ali is my mom. She's always been my mom. I told Kamal, I said, man, you got another brother, and I got another mother. And the Chili Bowl is involved in community activities. There's a meeting every Tuesday. In fact, when we get finished with this broadcast, we have a meeting at the Chili Bowl called Time for All to Get Involved. And they're working in the community to see what we can do to stop some of the killing, reduce some of the carjacking, stop some of the drug overdoses. And this restaurant is in the forefront of doing community work. This is a community station. This is your station. The Chili Bowl is your place. And without Miss Ali, I don't know where we would be. So, Miss Ali, for folks listening, you already said it once, but I'd like for you to say it again. What is it that our listeners can do to support you and the Chili Bowl?
Well, just continue to come and visit us.
That's right. And buy half-smokes and chili dogs.
Buy half-smokes. Okay. And also tune into your radio station and listen to what's going on in your community. It's important to be involved. It's important to help your neighbor. And it's important to help each other. So you do that by, as I said, turning to this radio station. You learn a lot about that. And come on down to Ben's Chili Bowl on U Street. The pop-up is there waiting to welcome you. And the original one will be open, I think, sometimes in October.
November.
Okay.
By October, Roach.
Okay.
I want it open by October. I'm missing it. I'm missing my guests. I'm missing my...
You. I know you're going through... I know you're having conniptions, Miss Ali, because when you get to that Chili Bowl, you get a pep in your step. Your back straightens up. You smile. I mean, it brings you alive.
I've been able to serve people from all walks of life.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Just love it. I really do. So it's important for me to be able to get the original place back in place because that's why I feel so at home.
There you go. I know you do because I look at you and lid. I don't know how you do it, Miss Ali, because I get tired and I've been there for 3-4 hours a day. You there 6-7-8 hours, 7 days a week. You don't stop.
Oh, no. Well, I'm inspired by my guests, inspired by people.
Hey, Vita. Question. What is it that, what gives you the most joy, Vita, for working with the Chili Bowl and being with Miss Ali and the family? What gives you the most joy or pleasure?
You know, I've, like Mom, I always love being around people. I think I always say if humanity ever understood the treasures in the people, not in the things, we would have a different planet. But, I just love people. I think it's cool to learn the cultures, to see how we all truly one, wherever you come from. And I think the bowl is that place where when you come into the bowl, you don't see. We get so many guests coming in from all over saying when they come here, you don't see, you know, money, you don't see status, you don't see, you know.
That's right. From, you just see
another human being. And I love how, you know, people who come in, like sometimes they hold a certain, you know, position in life and they feel like they have to walk a certain way. And when they come into the Chili Bowl to watch them, they don't have to keep up that, they're cool, but they think they have to keep up that, you know, that certain image.
And there you go.
Like they come in with a handshake and leave with a hug.
And a smile. That's right.
The greatest joy is like we show the oneness to everyone and they can feel that when they come in. And, you know, I remember when we just closed the very last day, I said the day after we closed, all of us were just sitting around reminiscing at the bowl. And I said, so, Mom, what are you feeling? And she goes, Vita, I feel like it needs some love now. And I think that's the joy the next generation can give back to Mom is to say, you know, we can take it from here. Now you get to enjoy, just come in and get hugs and give hugs all day long. And we can take it from here. Tell people all the time, our responsibility is just not to mess up. Cause she has built, her and Papa built an amazing, I've been doing branding. I had a PR firm in LA and I've been doing this for over 30 years. And I tell her all the time as I oversee that part, it's easy to be a part of this and to help grow it because they did an amazing, amazing foundation, not just in showing how if you stick together what you can accomplish, but how being authentic and being and grow with integrity and truly being a part of the community. I think, you know, Roach, I think one of the reasons why you keep coming is you truly sense that. And even Mayuki is an angel to me. I mean, if mom is not well and Mayuki knows it, their meals here every day. I'm like, "May you?" And I have no idea how she does. And it's not just for mom. She does. She's an angel. I've told her that before. And I think amazing, amazing human being. So I think it's once you feel that love and you can, you know, mom ask, what can you keep asking, what can, you know, people do to support? I think supporting local small businesses, that's the way we, you know, we stay open is with that support, but also try to be a little kinder today. You know, and not, I know everyone is it's going through rough times and it's disappointing and sometimes it's hard to get up and smile. But, you know, my wish is to for everyone to just feel a little joy and give a hug. It makes you feel better.
Thank you.
See, and that's why Vida and Mrs. Ali, that people come from all over the world to interview you guys. Holland, Amsterdam, Germany, all over the world, they come to Ben Shillibo to interview you all because of the love, the vibe, the giving, the spirit is there. You can't deny it. It's like right now, more people are just coming in. And people are just being drawn over here on 8th Street, Northeast. So it's so exciting.
You know, I had a guy, one guy asked me what did 35 years in prison. I said, "Man, what did you miss?" He said he missed the newspaper and he missed coming into Ben's Chili Bowl. Uh-huh. He did 35 years in prison. And one of the things he missed was coming into the Chili Bowl to get a half smoked chili on it. He said he thought about it and dreamt about it for 35 years, and he came out and got one, and he sat there and ate it, and he started crying. That tells you something about the kind of relationship, the restaurant. And you said it, Miss Ollie, earlier. There's one thing we can do to make it better for everybody. Treat people how you want to be treated. And you treat people how they want to be treated, how they should be treated. And all angels aren't in heaven. And all angels don't have wings. I know an angel would sell hot dogs and ass smokes. You know what I mean? And she is my angel. Hello. You still
Hello.
There? Yes.
She does. You know, and then Mrs. Ali inspires all of us. I mean, I can't tell you how much. If you go into Ben's, people call her mom. Everyone embraces her. And as she says, treating all people as she wants to be treated. And Vida the same. Vida, thank you for those kind words. But you are kinder and more patient than you're right after your mom's you following your mom's footsteps. So thank you so much for that. And
thank you to those who've been
pledging. I want to thank Anonymous in Martinsburg, West Virginia, who gave a very generous pledge of support.
Thank you.
Thank him is Lyle from Martinsburg. You and he used to play basketball together at the 13th number 13 Boys Club when you were 10.
What was his name?
Anonymous. Lyle.
Oh, Anonymous. You could tell me who you is, Turkey. We played
Lyle from Martinsburg. Lyle's from Martinsburg. And then Plea Taylor from District Heights made a new very generous pledge. And Lisa from Silver Spring made a very generous pledge, making the donation on behalf of Shelton's sister, a salon, I'm sorry, Shelton's Spa and Salon, formerly known as Shelton's Hair Gallery. She's very smart. She's making a very generous pledge and pledging on a show that a lot of people like to listen to. So thank you so much. We've gotten so close. We only need $100 and we'll be over 202-588-9739. We've got 7 minutes remaining. Thank you so much, you all listening. Thank you for celebrating Ben's Chili Bowl, Virginia Ali, Vida Ali, Kamal, Sage, and Nizam, as well as Sonia. Thank you for celebrating the family, Roach. I really appreciate the work that you do, not only for returning citizens, but again, for this community that you grew up in. 202-588-9739. If you feel the same, please do so. 202-589-7339.
Thank you. And also, we don't forget the staff. They have an outstanding staff. I don't know how they do it, but everywhere they get, they go. When I said earlier, folks, people come work at the Chili Bowl for 20, 30, 35 years. Several employees have been there for decades. They'll tell you something else about the ownership and Mom, we got a couple of minutes to go. Miss Allen, you want to say some last closing words before we get rid of the show?
I want to say thank you for the work that you do, and Miyuki and that team members for the radio station that's been there for quite a long time now. So I want to say thank you to you guys. It's been a pleasure knowing and working with you, and I know you all are very special to me. And I want to say thank you to our community, to our Washington, D.C. community, and to those further out than D.C. Thank you for your support.
And Vita, you want to say some closing remarks, Vita?
So I want to thank, ditto what Mom just said, but I also want to add, is anyone listening, no one person can make a difference. You know, Mom and Pop showed that, but just know you can make a difference. Whatever you're choosing to do, do it. Give it your best shot and know you can make a difference.
Thank you. And you heard it from the horse's mouth. Thank you for joining us this morning for our second hour, our Crossroads two-hour special. We come to you the first of the month, the first Tuesday of each month, live from the Chili Bowl. We used to have a breakfast show before the COVID hit, so hopefully when things settle down, we can have our breakfast show first of the month and people can come in as a live audience and sit down and watch and participate in the show. Thank you. Our guest has been Virginia Ali, the mom of Washington, D.C., owner of Ben's Chili Bowl, and her daughter-in-law, publicist, best friend, and all around everything is Vita Ali. Thank you both for joining us on Crossroads. We appreciate you listening. And for folks who are still listening, it ain't too late to make a donation or a contribution. Please, we need to stay on the air because there's too much coming down that we won't be able to be here longer. Thank you. Thank you for Mertine, Mo Thomas, and all the people at the station, and especially Nikichi and Mayuki. This is Roach Brown and Mertine. We'll see you next week here on WPFW 89.3 FM, your station for jazz and justice. And remember, your inner voice is never wrong. Merry Christmas.
Hello.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me all my days.
From August 3rd through the 16th, during our summer pledge drive, we present WPFW, 48 Years of Centering Blackness. We'll commemorate Black August and celebrate not only the freedom fighters, political prisoners, and those who have perished in the struggle for Black liberation, but also the scholars, musicians, and poets whose work has served the Black liberation struggle. There are forces working to erase the contributions and significance of Black people. Your contribution ensures that WPFW is not erased and that the voices of Black people throughout the diaspora continue to be platformed here. Donations can be made anytime at WPFWFM.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
American Music Association will honor Dr. Salim Hilton for his community service and career in restorative justice, youth development, and entertainment on Thursday, August 7th, 5 to 9 p.m. at the Country Club at Woodmore, 12320 Pleasant Prospect, Mitchellville, Maryland. Details available by calling Beverly Lindsay Johnson at 202-552-0000.
This is Stephanie Wells, Executive Director of Pacifica Foundation. Congress has defunded public media, threatening the survival of television and radio stations that provide trusted news, emergency alerts, and vital community connection. Years of corporate media consolidation and deregulation have taken media out of community hands, while social media platforms cut back on fact-checking, leaving communities vulnerable to misinformation. In this time of social crisis and climate emergencies, local stations provide vital information for keeping our community safe. You can help by supporting and donating to your local community media. This message comes